Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in family and child development, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing today?
Well, doing pretty good, trying to stay warm.
Yeah, it is chilly out there, and that's an understatement. You've been working on a lot of stuff, and I was just wondering, could you give us an update on what's going on?
I sure can. I think a lot of times, you know, people out in the county or across our district may not be aware of a lot of things that we're doing because we might be involved in state-level efforts or, you know, perhaps we are planning and preparing for programs or presentations. And so I think it's important from time to time to give an update. And so I want to share some things that I've been doing this past month or so. And actually in December, Lavelle Windsor, who is a farm analysis with K-State Research and Extension, sent me an email and wanted to know if I was interested in developing some bonus content on managing farm stress. And this is for a farm financial series for FSA borrowers or farmers, producers. Anyone actually can take it as education only. This is kind of a pilot project. You know, K-State Research and Extension knows the importance of providing some online education. And so I believe there's a team from each of our four programming areas that are kind of doing a pilot project for using our online platform, which is Canvas Pro. So I contacted Mallory Meek. She is the Douglas County Ag and Natural Resources Agent, and she is also a member of our stress and resiliency team. She's also done some work in farm stress, and so we worked together to develop some content for, again, that it's called a bonus content for this farm financial series, again, on managing stress. And so we were able to meet two or three times, of course, virtually, and discuss our approach to this bonus content, and then I actually sent the material to Lavelle the first of this month, and now it's available there. Another thing that I've been working on is, and actually hasn't taken a lot of my time, but again, our listeners may have seen on our Facebook or social media post about a Living Well series, Living Well Together, and it is actually a weekly virtual series that is hosted by our Northeast Area Family Consumer Sciences Agents. So I worked with a colleague, and we presented about the love languages last Thursday evening. The presentation was based on Gary Chapman's The Five Love Languages, and if you're not familiar with that, the five love languages are not only applicable to romantic relationships, but also relationships with our children, our friends, our parents, and, you know, maybe even coworkers, those people that we have relationships with. Every one of us give and receive love a little bit differently. And with some insight on these differences, then we can be equipped to communicate love in more meaningful ways. So I enjoyed presenting that, and you know, we had a pretty good turnout participation. Last Friday, I also presented at the Women Manage the Farm Conference. Of course, this is the virtual conference. This is the second year that I'm presenting during that conference. But there was a small group of us from our stress and resiliency team that provided a breakout session on women in agriculture, managing stress, developing coping skills, and cultivating resilience. So, again, this is my second year, but I really enjoy presenting and learning, the learning that goes on, learning from each other at this conference. A couple of other things, Dave. I've mentioned before and pretty recently about the Keys to Embracing Aging program that we are doing. And again, this is a 12-session series. It's held biweekly or every 2 weeks. And it's a partnership between Coffee County Extension, the Frontier Extension District, as well as the Maritime Extension District, in coordination with the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging. And the program is made possible through a grant from the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services. I presented the very first session on having a positive attitude on February the 3rd, And our second session is coming up this Wednesday, February the 17th. So again, this is a 12-session series, and we have about, I believe, 15 to 20 that are participating in this program. And once again, it's virtual, but we really are building relationships and, again, learning from each other. And then lastly, I want to give an update about the Ottawa Preschool Development Grant. Again, I've talked about this before, but we have sent out the applications. Child Care Aware of Eastern Kansas mailed out the applications for us to Ottawa child care providers who are KDHE licensed and in good standing. And I've actually received some of those applications back. So our Ottawa team is meeting this week, and we will review the applications and we'll discuss the next steps. And then this afternoon, our Ottawa team will actually be meeting with representatives from Chanute as well as the High Crest neighborhood in Topeka. So those are the three of us are forming that cohort for this grant. So again, been staying really busy. A lot of work on presentations or projects to come up. And I guess if anybody, you know, wants to get more information about any of our programs or anything that I've talked about, they can certainly call our office. I will remind our listeners that we are closed today for President's Day, but we will reopen tomorrow morning. And our number here at the Ottawa office is 785-229-3520.
Thank you, Rebecca. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mara DeSane Extension District 4-H agent, Carla Hightower.